Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The National LGBT Bar Association, a national association of lawyers which is affiliated with the American Bar Association, has announced a campaign that encourages attorneys and law firms across the nation to pledge not to provide pro bono services to Liberty Counsel and Alliance Defending Freedom. The reason? We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, it's the so-called Commit to Inclusion campaign, in which they are asking members of the legal community to pledge to not provide any pro bono services to groups operating like Liberty Counsel and ADF. Why? Because of our position on marriage. We believe marriage is the union of a man and a woman. And because we believe that religious freedom ought to prevail over a radical LGBT agenda.
This is an attempt by the LGBT Bar Association to deny people their legal assistance, to shut down a viewpoint and an entire group of lawyers defending a position that they happened to disagree with. This is just an attempt at censorship.
Yeah, Holly, the general idea that all lawyers have is that individuals ought to have access to the courts.
Right.
Doesn't mean that you agree with them. People that are accused of the most heinous crimes, they're innocent until proven guilty. They all have the right to have their issues redressed in courts. Other people that have issues need to have their right in court. That also means that attorneys have the right, and you should encourage representation by attorneys. I've never seen a place anywhere where in a lawyers association or lawyers in general, but particularly a lawyers association and one associated with the American Bar Association, has advocated shutting the doors to the courthouse to millions of people because of their views, and in this case, because of their views on marriage and human sexuality. And that's exactly what the National LGBT Bar Association is doing. It's essentially saying, you are not worthy of legal representation. We should boycott ADF and Liberty Counsel and not provide any legal representation to any of the clients that they represent, and therefore essentially shut the door of opportunity for these individuals to go into the court system.
Right, because we work with a lot of attorneys throughout the U.S. that provide pro bono services to help our clients, right? But they certainly wouldn't fall into the category of the LGBT.
They're not going to be advocates of the LGBT Bar Association.
No.
So at the end of the day, this so-called boycott will have very little effect on Liberty Counsel or ADF because we have lots of
statement,
attorneys that we work with around the United States, and they're not going to be bullied by this radical boycott that they have done because it is so diametrically opposed to the very essence of law and your right to legal representation. It is shameful.
Yeah.
And I say it's shameful for this LGBT Bar Association to actually engage in it. It's shameful for the American Bar Association not to distance itself from it. And it's also shameful, Matt, regarding Walmart, because Walmart is a sponsor of this LGBT Bar Association. You go to their website and you will see Walmart there. Walmart ought to wake up because they have just offended millions and millions of their customers around the country.
Yeah, probably half their customer base or more. And what the LGBT Bar Association is doing here, frankly, it really could be sanctionable. I mean, it is completely unethical. It violates the rules of professional responsibility. In my my opinion. And it smacks of desperation because Liberty Counsel and ADF are having so many victories in courts across the country defending life, defending the natural family, defending religious liberty. There, this act of desperation by the LGBT Bar Association to kind of cut them off and marginalize Liberty Counsel and ADF and other Christian attorneys, it just shows how desperate they really have become. And frankly, anybody who would sign this petition or agree to this, they're not anyone that's going to be a Liberty Counsel supporter right. anyway. It's just a publicity. It's a stunt.
Yeah, but the other problem is that they're not going to stop at this. They're going to also try to lobby to do other things to stop legal representation, to affect legal organizations that provide services. And we provide our services pro bono to the clients that we represent.
Well, they want us disbarred.
Yeah, they would like for you to ultimately be removed from the marketplace, removed from the ability to practice law, that people that need representation would never be able to get it. This is fascism, Matt. This is ultimately working against the very essence of the legal profession and our judicial system, that people have a right to redress their grievances and their issues in court. Now, here also, listen to this. In their campaign, they list some cases that they don't like. One of them is the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, decision from the United States Supreme Court. That decision was 7-2. It wasn't 5-4, it was 7-2, June of 2018. ADF represented Jack Phillips. We filed an amicus brief in that case. They don't like the case. The case ultimately came down on the side of Jack Phillips with his right of religious freedom. So they cite that as one of the cases that we are taking on, and this is so horrible. Well, you know what? They may disagree with that case. They're free to do that. They're free to bring other cases that they want to, but they might as well boycott
Seven justices
on the United States yeah. Supreme Court. They might as well boycott the U.S. Supreme Court. They might as well say, we want to commit to not arguing any cases or supporting any cases before the United States Supreme Court or before these seven justices. That's how stupid this boycott is.
Right. Yeah. They're totally against the free speech is what they're supposed to be representing as attorneys.
And they mention other cases, too, that we've won. They don't like the fact that we're winning.
That's it.
They don't like the fact that we're raising religious freedom arguments and winning these cases, or free speech arguments and winning many of these cases. And so they just want to close the doors to the courthouse. So they don't even want you to have access to the court. If they had their choice, they would not want us to have the right for the Supreme Court of the United States or any other court to hear any of our cases.
And that's why they also want to keep originalist, textualist justices like Brett Kavanaugh off of the Supreme Court. So this is all in keeping with their attempt to maintain a so-called progressive, living, breathing, constitutional activist model of the United States Supreme Court. They hate that they're losing. They hate that the new configuration of the Supreme Court will focus on the Constitution and the law as intended, rather than pushing their radical agenda.
But yet they say others are intolerant. It sounds like a professional right. tantrum to me, guys.
Yeah, and you know, in my comment, I said that the courthouse should be open to all, no matter your beliefs. The LGBT right. Bar Association is upset because Liberty Counsel and ADF are winning many important cases all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. They might as well extend their so-called boycott to the justices on the high court. Their boycott is that ridiculous. Mm. You can't invent these kinds of things. But this is the climate that we are in now. You know, when I began practicing law in 1987, and certainly in the 1990s, we had cases against the ACLU all the time, and we still do. But back then, there was, even though we disagreed on the substantive issues, there was
decorum
of respect.
Yeah.
I even had ACLU attorneys back then that would file an affidavit in court defending the attorney's fees whenever we would win in court, and defending the hourly rate. You couldn't do that now because they have completely changed, and ideology has replaced principle within many aspects of the legal profession. You know, instead of having cases that you represent and you respect the other person on the other side, even though you don't agree with them, it has become completely the opposite. And this National LGBT Bar Association is a prime example of how ideology, in this case, the LGBT agenda, And that's really, I think, the cause of it. You see that across the board has replaced principle and even in some cases collegiality. It's a shame. We need to restore the rule of law. And it begins at the Supreme Court and other courts as well. We're going to be very involved not only in taking cases to the Supreme Court, but also in the confirmation process of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. For more information, visit our website, lc.org. Learn how you can be involved in these issues that are critical, cutting-edge issues that affect our family, faith, and freedom. lc.org. You can also make an online contribution to support the Ministry of Liberty Counsel at lc.org. Click on the donate page.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.